Coach is on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, DB.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Introduce yourself. Tell them where you're from. Tell them something about yourself.
It's David Bodie from Longmont, Colorado.
Colorado?
Yeah.
How a Colorado boy wind up in the big leagues?
Good question. I don't know. But I've been fortunate to be with the Cubs here for 13 years now.
13? I thought you was only 12.
12? Is that what it is? 13 seasons, 12 years? I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're making it.
That's right.
Well, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid dreamed playing in the big leagues.
Yeah.
David in the big leagues. What that feeling like?
It's a wild journey for sure. You come into it hoping to be into the big leagues, and then at some point it changes from a hope to an expectation, and then you get here, and then it's like keep on pushing. It's just like little stepping stones along the way. So it's just one of those things where you just show up to work every day and you put in your work and you put in your effort, and you just, all you can ask for is opportunity, and then when you have that opportunity, you take advantage of it.
Do you sometimes feel along the way that you just want to give up?
Oh, multiple times. Multiple times. Probably more times than it's probably even said, but like there's a couple times, twice, where it's like I was like a phone call away. Like I was like, I'm done. I'm over it. And then, family kind of supports you, and my wife and my dad one time, and my wife another time. We're just like, no, let's keep it going. Let's see where this goes out. And so then you just kind of keep rolling. You sleep on it, you wake up the next day, and you go to work.
Well, I know being a coach and 40 plus years in the game, it ain't that easy to turn it loose now.
Yeah, so it's just, you have a time, and it's just like a short time to play this game, so you just kind of try to enjoy it the most you can, and it's going to have moments where you want to give it in, but like this, all you have is today.
A lot of people don't realize you're 13 seasons now in professional baseball. The life of a major league ball player is average 2 to 3 years. People don't realize that. So, what do you attribute to your longevity?
Just the grace of God, for sure. Mm-hmm. You try not to think about when it ends or when it starts. Mm-hmm. You just stack up good days. You just try to stack days together. And then you blink and you're still here. So it's just, they fire you once, and then you claw your way back, and you just keep on keeping on.
And when you talk about baseball, professional baseball, Chicago Cubs, yeah. One of the meccas of baseball.
Yeah.
Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, yeah. Reality America's team. What is it like? Cubs uniform.
That's special, right? Like that's, you're the show Cubs. Like you're Chicago show Cubbies that, like, just super blessed and honored and humbled just to wear that crest that has been around for a century. And it's like, what a blessing. Like, you don't want to lose the awe of, like, the amount of people that have worn that jersey. It's just special just to be a part, be a part of that group. It's a cool thing.
And what were you at when the Cubs won the World Series?
I was in high A.
I was there in Cleveland when they won. I got back to Chicago. That parade was... I never imagined it could be. I thought it would be crazy with the Cubs.
Yeah.
But what was your thoughts?
Yeah, I went to game 5 in Chicago with my brother, and that was awesome. I remember watching it in my basement and just being super excited, like just to be part of the organization that when they won it. And then I was like, all right, I want to get up there and win one myself, So still chasing that one.
So first major league hit.
Double the right center off of Tyler Anderson in Colorado.
First major league home run.
Center field July 4th against Francisco Liriano.
All right, again, every kid dream playing at big leagues. You get that call, you go into the big leagues, walk in this locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
It's one of those things where you kind of just go, I got to play a game. You try not to get too caught up in the moment. You just got to go, all right, I got to go play third base. And put up good at bats and play good defense. And so then that's what it was.
Did you cry?
No.
Come on, you cried.
No.
A little bit?
No. No, not at all.
Mama cry?
Probably.
Oh, you know Mama cry. My baby in the big leagues. Coach on the road with the man DB.
Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
The main thing first, they have to have the opportunity. They have to have different outlets to be able to develop that player. You have an average player, they're raw talent, and so they need at least two or three, maybe even 4 years of development to get to that next level, you know, to get even par of their talent, you know, with the other players. So we need leagues like this to be able to showcase the league, have players another opportunity, you know, to showcase and develop that talent. But it takes time. Sounds like an exciting time. Again, it's needed. Definitely need some more developmental leagues to give ball players an opportunity just to progress and see where they're at. There's those diamonds in the rough. There's those players that are hidden gems. They haven't been discovered yet. Sounds like that's what the league is for, just to give them another opportunity, some more exposure, some more experience, you know, advance and see how far they can go.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.